Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I want to cancel this. I never ordered it.
Yes, ma'am. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
18974.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Elizabeth Quinn.
Okay. Could you spell your last name for me?
Quinn.
Okay, and you said your zip code was 18974.
Yes.
Okay, give me one second. I'm just trying to find your account, ma'am.
That was a Q as in Queen.
Okay.
Some people think I say G, but it's Q.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. And could you verify your address for me?
Yes, 1000 Jacksonville Road, apartment 17, Warminster, PA.
Okay, I'm still just looking for your account, ma'am. I'm not seeing an account.
I'm being charged $54.97.
$54.97. Okay. Just bear with me. I'm still trying to pull up your account.
Okay.
And you did say the charge was 54.
Yeah, let me double check.
Okay.
54.98.
54.98. Okay. Okay, I'm just trying, want to make sure I have the correct account pulled up. Let's see. Okay, ma'am, just bear with me because I'm not seeing an account for you. Make sure I checked everything.
Well, they sure took money from me. And
Yes, ma'am.
the phone number that was with it.
Okay. Okay.
Can you check with your manager? Maybe they
can figure
something else out.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Give me 1 second. That's what I was just about to do. Give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And ma'am, can I have your address? Email address. I'm sorry, zip code. One more time.
My zip code.
Mm-hmm. One more time.
18-18974.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just gonna place you on another brief hold.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I've tried your zip code, your first and last name, but in your phone number, but there isn't an account popping up for you. Could I have the last four of the card number to see if I can pull up your account that way to see if we charge you anything?
Four four zero three.
Okay. Okay, isn't pulling up that way either. Let's try this. Can I have the first six numbers of the card number? Let's try it that way.
No, I'm sorry, I can't give you that.
Okay, well, there isn't an account pulling up for you, and I can't pull up anything because I can't find it. I tried your first and last name, zip code, phone number, and the last four of your card number, but I can't find an account for you, ma'am.
Okay, what does your manager say? Could you check with them?
I did. They gave me the option to try with either your last four of your card number or the first six of your card number, and I can't find it in an account either way.
Okay, well, tell them you better check back with them then. Maybe there's something else you can try.
Well, ma'am, I asked for the four six digits of your card number so I can try it that way to put it up. But give me 1 second. I check back with my supervisor. Give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Quinn. Could it be in anyone else's name?
No, it's just my name.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Are you sure you have Q-U-I-N-N?
Yes, ma'am. Q-U-I-N-N, and your first name is Elizabeth, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did try that several times.
What does this company sell?
We sell different online vendors. We sell different products. How can I ask you, how did you find our phone number? Was it beside the bank statement or anything?
It was on my bank statement.
Okay, give me one second. Yes, ma'am. So I've tried all other options, and I really want to help you, ma'am. If you just provide me with the first six of your card number, I can try to locate your account that way.
I'm sorry, I can't. I already had to replace my debit card a couple times because
of
fraudulent things being done.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Give me one second. I'm going to pass the call over to my supervisor, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. My name is Shanta. I'm actually a supervisor here. My assistant, Ms. Jasmine. And I understand you stated you located the charge on your bank statement.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So we won't do anything malicious to your account or anything or try to tamper with anything. Only we are requesting is the first six digits to see if that charge is being applied to someone else besides you. Because we have tried everything else and we're not locating any information.
Let me tell you the date it was on.
Okay, ma'am, even if you tell us the date that it was on, it still wouldn't locate anything. That's why we were requesting the first six to see if we can see if it's being applied to an unknown account that's not you. Hello?
Yes. What would $54.98 be a charge for?
Ma'am, we don't know what $54.98 is being charged for because we don't have anything accessed. We service over hundreds of different companies that do online marketing and sales, maybe for sweepstakes, maybe for surveys, maybe even for beauty supplements. But we don't know because we don't have any information.
Well, maybe I should check with my bank. I don't know.
Your bank is just going to advise you to give the company a call back and provide them with the information that they're requesting. So we're just trying to save that step and request the first six digits of your card number.
All right. 448233.
448233?
Yes.
Okay. And you sure this was the number that was appearing on your bank statement?
Because
reason we asked that because with that card of 448233, there is no orders in our system matching that first six digits with anybody's name.
All right, let me check it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You can always give us a call back once you check that out because we are here 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Oh, God, it takes forever to get through.
Yeah, but we are here 24 hours. I mean, hey, we never close. If you want to call at 1 o'clock in the morning, we'll be here.
Oh, because I've left my number a couple times, and this is the first time they called me back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we probably called you back, and you maybe have been busy or something. I don't know. But, yeah, we're here to 24 hours.
Okay. All right. I'll check with my bank and see. Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Okay. Should I ask for you?
Well, I did put some notes on, some notations here, but you can speak with anyone. You can have your bank contact us, and you can request me. My name is Shanta.
Shanta, okay. All right, thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
Have a
nice holiday. Bye-bye.
Same to you, and thank you for calling customer support.